Professor Edward Said of Columbia University and a member of the Palestine National Council is before the flag of Lebanon. Career diplomat Joseph Sisko, former Undersecretary of State for Political Near East Affairs, is in front of the American flag. And Wolf Blitzer, Washington correspondent for the Jerusalem Post, is seated in front of Israel's flag. We are going to conduct an imaginary summit conference with each man representing the interests of the flag behind him. Edward Said, let me start with you. Since representing Lebanon, you're wearing many hats. Speak to the U.S. and Israel. What do you want?
Well, I think everybody in Lebanon is tired of war. I think there's great disillusionment about the role of foreign outside forces in the country. I think it's a divided country, obviously, and there are two views that at this point are in great conflict inside Lebanon. One view is that Lebanon ought to be an Arab country and is an Arab country. This is the majority view, that there should be a new power-sharing scheme in the country to reconcile the forces that are now in conflict. The other view, which is represented by the government and which is a distinctly minority view, has it that the Christian minority of Lebanon, or the Maronite minority in Lebanon, ought to retain the power that was given it by the French 40 years ago, and that Lebanon is really not an Arab country. It's a Western country. Its alliances should be with countries like Israel and the United States rather than with countries like Syria.
So what is it you want? You want them to recognize that it is an Arab country?
Yeah, I mean, there are two views there.
Oh, I think, for example, from the point of view of the United States, Edward, I think you would agree, we want peaceful change. We recognize that the situation today is different than it was in 1943 when Lebanon was put together. The Muslims and the Druze have to be given a bigger cut of the pie. It can't be Christian-dominated in the way it has been. But look, this is what we've been trying to get. The peacekeeping force was there to give diplomacy time. The Lebanese haven't been able to reconcile themselves. And moreover, you know as well as I do, the outside forces have complicated the thing. And particularly, I would single out at this juncture, Syria.
Wolf Blitzer, what does Israel need?
Israel needs basically only one thing, and that's security for its northern towns and villages. Once that is assured, and it's not going to be assured for some time, unfortunately, I'm sure the Israelis would like nothing better than to get their remaining forces out of southern Lebanon. Unfortunately, there is no power right now in Lebanon that can ensure Israel's security.
Edward, why should he believe you can protect him?
Well, I think that the problem with Israel right now is that Israel controls a large part of the southern region of the country, and that's obviously it's cut off from the rest of the from the main part of Lebanon.
But he wants his security.
Well, it's ironic that he had his security for a year before the invasion. In other words, there were no cross-border attacks between July of 1981 and June of 1982 when the Israelis invaded. But I think the main problem is inside Lebanon, because the present government, which, as I said, is a minority government, and Lebanon is in civil war, you see. So the minority government wants close relations with Israel. They've tried recently to get the Israelis to intervene to help them because their power base is shrinking. Whereas the majority of the country, as Joe said, which is largely Muslim and Druze, is interested rather in a more equitable power sharing scheme and in forgetting about this peace treaty that was foisted on the country by the Americans and the Israelis.
But on the other hand, Edward, regardless of the fact that you might get this kind of a change ultimately, isn't the reality that any future Lebanon is really going to have to get along with two powerful neighbors, right, namely Syria and Israel? And certainly the defense of the northern border is a legitimate objective. We can't have another situation where the PLO is unleashed, moves southward, border crossings, because this is exactly part of the problem.
The PLO isn't in Lebanon now. And I think the complicating factor here is, no, because there's something that has to be said, and that is that the United States is now intervening militarily, massively, on the part of the government, you see, and ignoring the political realities within Lebanon, which have made the government so unpopular and has lost its the government came in at the end of 1982 with a large popular mandate to put
Wolf
the pieces
Blitzer,
together.
But I think the biggest problem facing Lebanon today is not the United States' position or even Israel's position. The biggest problem is the fact that there are 57,000 Syrian troops dominating most of Lebanon, intimidating the Lebanese, whether they're Muslims or
Christians.
No, I don't
agree with that. I don't agree. I mean, this is the outside agitator thesis.
I think the Syrians
are
responsible.
No, I don't agree with that. There are many interests historically inside Lebanon who have gripes and grudges against the government for confessional, for political, for historical reasons, and they have gone to Syria rather than the other way around.
Yeah, but if the Syrians were to get out, and I don't think they will, because historically the Syrians have always viewed Lebanon
A lot of Lebanese think the connection between Lebanon and Syria is a natural connection, whereas the connection, for example, between Lebanon and Israel that was fostered by the Falange, by the minority government, is an unnatural connection, which has caused the incredible disarray of the country at present.
A lot of Lebanese disagree with that, too. They would like the Syrians off their back.
I think you're right. I think they would like them out, but I think they want a close connection. I mean, there are two Arab countries, and history shows that Syria and Lebanon were really one country.
On that note, let me let Joe Sisko have the last word. Why should Jamal share power when it seems the United States is going to back him whether he does or not?
Oh, well, but we're backing him largely to try to get a negotiation. I think from the beginning, we recognize the new reality, Brian, and the prospects for a negotiation, admittedly, are slim. We're going to see an awful lot of fighting over the coming days.
Gentlemen, there was no way we were going to get the three of you to solve in 8 minutes what millions have tried to do and have been unable to do for decades. But we thank you for giving voice to the arguments. Wolf Blitzer, Joe Sisko, Edward Said.